Making the most of my life. After losing his sight in Afghanistan, inspiring member John Dawson, 34, shares his incredible journey. At just 23 years old, Guardsman John Dawson was shot in the head in Afghanistan. He lost his right eye and thought he wouldn't walk again. 11 years on, and John, who is now 34, has recently spent a week participating in an extensive wellbeing programme at Llandudno, joining in with boxing, air rifle shooting, archery and more. John joined the Grenadier Guards in 2009 when he was 18. He trained at Catterick Barracks and spent a year guarding the royal palaces before he was told the news that he would be deployed to Afghanistan. I didn't know what to do when I left school and decided to join the army, as that would be a solid career and I'd travel the world. Well, it turned out to be an extremely short career, but I don't regret my decision to join. When I was told I was going to Afghanistan, I was happy to go. It was my job and what I'd trained for. But I had a feeling I'd be injured. I just didn't know how. In 2012, while on duty protecting the locals in Helmand province from the Taliban, John was shot in the head by a sniper. My friend had been guarding the roof and I took over from him so he could get some food. I'd only been up there 10 minutes when I was shot. The impact threw me across the roof. My friend ran up to find me and thought I was dead due to my injuries. John has no memory of what happened next, but now knows he was rescued from the roof by helicopter, which was under enemy fire. He was transported to Camp Bastion, where he was stabilised, before being flown back to Bryce Norton and cared for at Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he remained in a coma for 6 weeks. I underwent reconstruction surgery as I'd lost the right-hand side of my skull, and along with that, my right eye got left behind on that roof in Afghanistan. I had a titanium plate fitted and a prosthetic eye. A doctor from Headley Court visited John and told him there was a space for him there where he could be rehabilitated. I was at Headley Court for 2 years. To start with, I couldn't walk, talk, speak, or eat. I had to learn to do all those things again. In the early days, I was incredibly angry and would try and run the nurses down in my wheelchair. I couldn't make sense of what was happening to me. I'm in a much better place now. I have my down days, but I had friends that lost their lives in Afghanistan. I was one of the lucky ones that got to come home. I have to deal with the cards I was dealt and make the most of my life. I still have my left eye, and I've been able to see my two children grow up. I won't let what happened define who I am. Stays at Llandudno have given me a chance to recharge my batteries, and the help I've been given with technology has made my life so much easier in my flat. The Amazon Alexa I have helps me to stay in touch with my children, and my community support worker, Anne, is always on the end of the phone if I need her. I'm so happy that I have Blind Veterans UK in my corner. Nothing is too much trouble for the staff, and the other veterans are fantastic. I'll definitely be back at one of the centres for another stay soon.